Welcome to the Nonprofit Bookkeeper. This is your fortnightly episode dedicated to exploring a specific nonprofit financial management topic. As usual, this episode will be brief and concise. Continuing with the Back to Basics theme introduced in our previous episode, where we discussed consideration for chart of accounts, today I'll delve into fund accounting. I'll explain what it entails and discuss the various classifications of funds. To explain this, here's a scenario. An organization, let's call it New Company. New Company received income from three sources. £5,000 from its local government. It's a startup grant with a requirement to spend the money on delivering 6 financial literacy workshops. The workshops will be delivered to young adults in their local area. 50% of the funds will be paid when the grant agreement has been signed, and the remaining 50% will be released after delivery of the final workshop. Halfway through, though, New Company is required to submit financial reports and report on the impact of the workshops as well. £3,000 have been received from an individual who wants to support what New Company has been set up to do. And £2,000 has been received from a group of people who have come together and want to support New Company's IT costs. They, however, require that the money be spent on Apple products only. So in total, New Company has £10,000 of income. So, in standard accounting, these funds will be recorded together as income in one pot. And when it's being spent, the money will be taken out of the pot without any distinction between which of the income is being spent. In fund accounting, however, each of these streams of income will be recorded separately as a different fund, and when being spent, consideration will be given to which of the pots is being spent. Hence the term fund accounting. So fund accounting is the process of recording income and expenditure by fund. It's almost like keeping funds in different pots or maybe in different envelopes. And when it's time to spend, you go to the appropriate envelope and take the money out of that envelope to make the payment. That's what I would liken fund accounting to. The different funds could also be classified into groups, restricted and unrestricted. So let's talk about restricted funds. In our example, New Company had income from their local council, which required clear deliverables, the workshop, and the reporting requirements. It also defines specific demographics for the workshop, that is, young adults in the local area. And then there was the £2,000 given to be spent on Apple products. These specifications as to how the funds could be spent are deemed to be restrictions on the fund. And if New Company spend the money on anything other than what their funders or donors specified, those expenses could be disallowed. So to round it up, restricted funds are any donations or grants that come with restrictions attached to it, e.g. what it can be spent on, where it can be spent, who it can be spent on. So then you have unrestricted funds. Unrestricted funds are the opposite of restricted funds. They are given with no restrictions. So the £3,000 given to support New Company's business will be categorized as unrestricted, as it can be spent in any way that furthers the purpose of the business. Another category that usually gets thrown into the mix when talking about fund accounting is designated funds. Some will say designated funds, some will call it designated reserves. Designated funds or reserves are unrestricted funds that a nonprofit has set aside for a certain purpose in future. For example, it could be for purpose of computer replacement or building repairs. It is also sometimes known as earmarked funds or ring-fenced funds. So basically, they are funds that have been earmarked for a specific purpose in the future. Even though the funds may have been earmarked or ring-fenced for a specific purpose, at the discretion of the trustees, they could decide that the funds should be used for a different purpose. So the main reason for mentioning designated reserves today is to highlight that even though unrestricted funds can be designated, the same thing cannot be done with restricted funds. Restricted funds are given for a specific purpose, and it has to be used for that purpose. One other thing to mention is that nonprofits may have multiple restricted funds or grants, either from the same donor or from multiple donors. And if this were the case, each of the funds will be allocated a code that helps to identify it as a restricted fund. And each time money is received from the funder or an expense is incurred, they will be tagged with a code. This makes it easy to print off income and expenditure report by donor. And there you have it on fund accounting this week. Thank you for tuning into the episode and for listening till the end. I'd love to hear what you think of the episode. And if there's any other topic you'd like me to cover, send me a DM on LinkedIn and indicate what the topic is. And also, please remember to leave a rating and a review.